Well, you know, we are celebrating Small Business Week here at the Greenhouse with, hey, we got lucky. Terry Marks, the CEO of the Arts Alliance, is here. Listen, folks, you can come on down to 2 o'clock or you can tune in all day for Jay's great spin on local musicians. And now, without further ado.
Well, let me talk about small business. So coming up in the middle of May is our Arts Business Academy. That's 6 weeks of training artists in the skills that they need in terms of legal and financial and marketing and communications and on and on. That's the beginning. And then in July, we're going to have a summit, an Art Business Academy summit at USF, and we're going to go into art and technology and art and wellness and art and social justice. So we're really excited to be the St. Pete Art Alliance that realizes that our artists need support in terms of growing their creative businesses.
That's wonderful. And where the website is?
Yeah, St. Pete ArtsAlliance.org. And then we have a very special thing happening this Sunday at the Snell Bishop Estate. We are honoring,
hats off
to art. And we're honoring Brian and Shauna Glazer there at 11 to 2. Tickets are still available on our website. And it's going to be an amazing brunch, an amazing location with support for our Funding Future Scholarships and Education and SHINE Mural Festival in its 10th year. And there's all kinds of wonderful live auction items. Could you imagine, Annette, Kawa coffee every day for a year?
Kawa. And, you know, it's so interesting because you did this wonderful thing with Kawa coffee, designing these amazing canisters, right, and celebrating art in public places. You carry your art with you and you fill it with Kawa.
Yeah. We did that. I did that in Los Angeles. We raised millions of dollars for children with autism. Here in St. Pete, Kawa is a great friend of ours. And so this year, Yala Ford has her art wrapped around those canisters. They're available at every single Kawa. So once again, bringing art to business, business to art.
You know, it's so important. I don't think people think of the creative arts and the performing arts and dance and theater as small businesses, but yet Arts Alliance, from the very beginning, supported and nurtured small businesses in the arts. What tips do you have for an artist who wants to open a gallery or run their business and have a Etsy or whatever it is that they're going to use?
There is so much support, and I could tell you we did a survey, Americans for the Arts. $132 million come from art to our city. That's an economic boost to our city through the arts, and that's really incredible. And so my encouragement to artists across the board, whether you're performers or visual artists, is come seek us out. We will help you. We'll provide seminars and workshops and summits. There are loads of people in St. Pete that want to see you grow.
Now, one of my favorite events, in addition to this week, this amazing event, which was sure to sell out, hats off, and paying attention to the Glazers, talk a little bit about their contribution.
They're amazing. Very down to earth. They have supported the SHINE Mural Festival. They supported the Roberta Golden Visual Arts Center at the JCC in Tampa. They're collaborating with the Dolly Museum. They are in their renovation of the Vinoy. They renovated the whole mezzanine, so there are beautiful old historic photos of the Vinoy and of the surrounding areas. So they have a deep connection to art.
Well, we all look forward to that event this week, this Sunday on the 5th. And the hours again are?
Yes, 11 until 2. Tickets are still available as of today. But I encourage you to go to our website, stpeteartsalliance.org, and grab those tickets. And then come to the event, and we'll hand you a glass of champagne.
Oh, well, toast to you, bubbles up.
There you go.
Terry Marks, Arts Alliance Executive Director. We're here at the Greenhouse all day. Tune in, come down. We look forward to seeing you. Thank you, Terry.
My pleasure.